Ghosts are everywhere.
Hello.
Lala.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello there.
Hello.
We were just talking about Christmas stuff.
Yeah, it's the season, baby. What are we supposed to do?
Christmas plans. I have a tiny Christmas tree on my desk. Yay. And a little candle that has surfing Santas on it.
As surfing Santas?
As surfing Santas. Best.
There's nothing better than two things that shouldn't go together but are so silly.
Can you see them?
Oh my god, he's so cute.
He's surfing and there's waves and suns. Aww.
Mm-hmm. We have a decoration at our house that's Mr. and Mrs. Claus on like a weird rattan, like almost raft, and they're wearing like Hawaiian shirts. It's very good.
They deserve a vacation too.
I know. Vacation Claus? I think that's my new favorite Santa Claus.
There is Christmas in the Southern Hemisphere, and you know what season it is right now? Summer.
It's just super summery over there.
Yeah.
Cowabunga, dude. That's also Cowabunga. What Santa says.
Santa. I'm Cecilia.
I'm Carly. And we're not Santa, but this is Ghosts Are Everywhere.
This is Cowabunga Dude.
Yeah, as we always start our podcast, Cowabunga Dude.
Cowabunga Dude.
And that goes out to Santa's everywhere.
But we were both telling each other about our Christmas trees, and I told Carly that we had to save it for the pod, so...
Yeah, I was telling her just as we were about to hit record, and she's like, save it for the pod. I was like, oh, who have you turned into? You've done this for 4 years, and now it's save it.
We're not allowed to talk to each other outside of the podcast.
Yeah, we're forbidden by contract.
Yeah,
we used to be best friends, and now we're just forbidden to speak to one another unless it's on tape.
We only talk to each other on tape because we gotta save the content.
Can't have any conversations just for conversating anymore.
We can't waste the content.
It's 2022.
So we were talking about our Christmas trees. Yes. I personally have three.
Yeah, that's a good number.
And they're all tiny. Two of them are about a foot tall. The one on my desk is like kind of a coppery and silver with little white. Garland if it's beads.
Yeah, it's all garland if it's on a string. It's like a and it bead. Goes around. Yeah,
it has a bead garland and little dollar store lights, but they're like cute dollar store lights.
Cute. I love that you and led with dollar store lights and then pedaled back. You didn't want people to think they're ugly.
They're cute. They're like those little round ones that are like patterned, so like the light shines through and like onto the wall. And then I have a little white one that's like the same height but like fatter. And it also has dollar store lights and bead garland, but it has like gold.
Oh, so different color schemes.
And then I got one this morning. I waddled on over to Metro and I bought one, and it's like 3 feet tall, but most of it is just the top of it.
So like, good.
Just like that top little strand.
Oh, it gets most of its height from just its like pointy top.
From the pointy top. So it has that. Currently, I just put like my little angel on top, but it doesn't have any decorations. It just is like, it's like a fat tree with like a little top, and it's got a little angel on it, and that's it. That's it for now.
So it's giving a little Charlie Brown is what you're trying to say. Mm-hmm. It's giving Charlie Brown. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
My tree isn't completely done. We decorated it as a family on the weekend. But I'm very extra, and I said, because we're hosting Christmas at my parents' house this year, and so as I said, I was sitting there, and I was like, how can we up the ante here? And I said to my mom, I said, Mom, what if we got a rotating Christmas tree base? And she said, what? I said, you know, like, what if we...
But it's a good idea. You gotta show off the whole tree.
I know. And it will be very spectacular and everyone will go, oh.
Mm-hmm.
And I always feel sad because you can only see one side of the tree or like almost three quarters of the tree. You can never see the actual front. And our tree sits in our front window. So really, the shittiest side is the side you see from the street. Yeah. So, like, I want it to be beautiful all the way around. I'm a Libra. It needs to be beautiful, okay?
But that's where you put, like, the shitty ornaments. That's, like, that's where my mom puts all of, like, the sports ornaments. We have a bunch of, like, blue jays and, like, leaves, just, like, round, like, ornaments. And those ones go on the back of the tree.
So it fills it out. So you don't have to, but you don't have to look at it. Fill it out.
So there's ornaments on the back, but they're the ones that no one wants to look at.
Yeah. We have ornaments on the back, but you can never, like, because ours is up against a window, you can never really reach well to make sure it's nice and full. You can't stand back and look.
But your tree is also, it's themed. It's all, like, color coordinated.
It kind of is themed. Well, at my house, we have two trees. Because a few years back, my mom was like, we need a white tree. And I was like, yeah, we do. And so that tree is, like, silver and blue and black. And it's very modern. And that specifically has, like, we don't put our, like, childhood handmade ornaments on it or nothing. It's very, like, sleek and what it's supposed to be. It has a vintage tree skirt that my sister's godmother, my mom's cousin Anya, gave us 1 year because she's like, I don't want this, do you want this? And I was like, yes, I do want this. And it's vintage, but it doesn't look it, and it's like a light blue, it matches. But the tree that we use for pretty much my whole childhood, or like the idea of it, is like, it's a classic Christmas. So it has like my dad's grandmother's ornaments and like all these other ornaments they got in the 80s, and like it has our ugly like popsicle stick ornaments, okay, but like only a few of them. And like, but I did curate it even more this year. Kept pulling things out, and I said no. Because I also bought some new ribbon that I'm hoping to be garland, like velvet ribbon. It's still coming, so it's not finished. So that's why my tree's not finished yet. Because the rotating base hasn't come, and I bought some garland and some other stuff that I was like, we need to up the ante this year, because I took it upon myself to be like, we're hosting Christmas, but I'm hosting Christmas.
Oh my God.
I just needed to be extra. Well, I want it to be extra. Yeah. And I told my mom that. She was like, go for it. And I was like, I will. Mm-hmm. Don't even, you're telling me? Yeah. I'll do it. So it's going to be an extra Christmas Shea the Billings this year. But I also bought a tiny, teeny, tiny tree from the dollar store. It's like maybe like 10 inches tall, and it's very ugly, but it's very cute.
Yeah.
I tucked it in with some of the other decor, and I was like, this is cute.
We'll see if anybody notices.
Yeah. It's giving budget Charlie Brown, but it's tied in, so it looks cute. It's very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we love it. We are some bitches who love some decorating. So what can we say? We love it.
We're doing it.
We're festive gals. My parents'
Christmas tree is always just like a shit show. Because although last year they didn't put it up, but usually they get like a real tree. And they just have like so many ornaments. Because like everywhere we go, my mom, or like I'll do it now whenever I go somewhere, we'll get like the like Christmas ornaments from like the gift shops.
Yeah,
from,
like, everywhere. We do that too. Yeah.
We were in New York, and I bought a little Guggenheim.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, it was so cute.
Yeah.
Like, did you give it to your mom?
I did.
What did she say?
She put it. She loved it. She put it on a shelf in the dining room, so it's like on display.
Oh, I was at your house and I didn't see it. That's really funny.
No,
I
should have looked on, like, better. Yeah. They have those big shelves in the dining room. That's so funny. She's just like, here, it's there. You see it?
She's like, it lives here now.
Okay.
You're like, it was for Christmas, but sure, Mom, yeah.
It lives there. So cute. I don't know, like, last year, though, they just, like, I mean, I didn't go home for Christmas because I had COVID.
Yeah, that was a wild time.
This year, I'm not going home for Christmas because I'm going to Ottawa for Christmas.
Yeah.
But last year, I don't know, my mom has given up because she hates Jesus now. Don't tell anybody.
We won't tell anybody. None of us will.
So my mom has started listening to the podcast. Like, she keeps asking me which ones she should listen to. So.
I love your mom.
So whenever I talk shit, she's like, well, I listened to this episode and you said this about me, and I listened to this episode and you said this about me. So.
Oh no.
Hi, Mom. I just told everyone you hate Jesus.
That's so funny. Hi, Margaret. I love you.
Hi. But last year we have one of those like old like tinsel trees, like the silver ones.
Yeah,
that are just like a pole with like.
They're the
like
best. Sticks. I have one too, but I don't put it up because I'm afraid Rosie will eat it. That cat is mischievous. My
parents have one of those, and it has all like the little antique ornaments.
Yeah,
from, I don't know, a great aunt or like someone I don't know who it's from. But that was what we put up last year.
Love that. Yeah, growing up we would cut down a tree until my mom was like, that's too much work, we're done that now.
Yeah,
because also growing up we'd have two trees. We'd have a cut down tree and then a tree that lived in our window upstairs.
You do have two trees.
I know, but we only put up one because every time I say let's do both, everyone yells at me, so it's like pulling teeth to get them to do one. Every year the past like 3 or 4 years, my mom just goes, no, I don't want to. Mm-hmm. And I said, are you kidding me? You're not depriving me of a tree. We're putting it up. And then every time it's up, she goes, oh, that's nice.
And I go, our parents have given up on Christmas because we're adults now, so they don't care.
I guess, but that's rude. Yeah. They should care just as much because I care not as much or more now. So stop. So
you just have to put it up yourself. You just have to do it.
Cecilia, the last 2 years, I did do it almost solo handedly. Mm-hmm. My dad just pulled everything from the crawl space and I basically did it. This year, though, I made everyone do it and it was fun. We watched Elf and I made everyone hot chocolate. And my mom said it was too sweet and then put it down for like an hour. And I said, Mom, what's wrong? Why are you not drinking? She's like, it's too sweet. And I was like, all you had to do is tell me it was so sweet that you wouldn't drink it. Not because sometimes she goes, oh, it's too sweet. And then proceeds to eat it.
We'll keep drinking it.
Yeah. But to this, she would put it down and she didn't want to hurt my feelings. She's like, I don't want to hurt your feelings. I was like, I'll make it so you'll drink it. So I put it like half coffee, half hot chocolate. And she went, this is so good. And I said, yeah, all you had to do is tell me like 20 minutes ago and I'll take it.
I got
it
a
for
very
you.
Grown up drink today.
You did?
Well, yes. So I went to Tim Hortons a few days ago and it was a problem because they have do you know how Starbucks has the peppermint mochas?
Yes.
And they're really good.
Yes.
I love them.
They're excellent.
So Tim Hortons has their like candy cane hot chocolates and they're like they don't have like a Christmas coffee drink.
Oh, they don't?
They have like a I think they have like a gingerbread latte.
Oh.
But they don't have a peppermint one.
That's weird.
So I went the other day and I just was like, can you make like a peppermint latte? But they just put the peppermint syrup in a latte and it tasted like shit because the peppermint syrup is not sweet.
Oh no.
It was just like a weirdly minty and like the Tim Hortons espresso isn't very good, so it was like a weirdly minty latte.
Yuck.
That was not sweetened, so it was gross. But I went this morning and I just was like, give me a candy cane hot chocolate with a shot of espresso in it, and it was great.
That sounds so good. I recently had a white hot chocolate from Tim Hortons and I was like, it's the season.
Good.
They're actually really good. It's like you're drinking like liquid sugar because
but
you are,
like,
but
thick
it's
too, especially the white chocolate one.
No, the white chocolate one, you're literally drinking it and you're like, did they just melt like a white
just
chocolate
sugar.
Candy bar and then put it in a cup? Because kind of they did, you know. But it's
like
so
the Starbucks
good.
Peppermint mocha too. It's like thick. It's like
it's right. They make it right.
It's good.
They do it good. They do it right.
Yeah. Oh, so if you want one that isn't as expensive, do a
hot tip.
Do the
candy cane hot chocolate.
Candy cane hot chocolate with an espresso shot or a couple espresso shots.
Nice. I never would have thought to do espresso. I have heard people say, like, can you do half hot chocolate, half coffee?
So you could do that too.
Yeah.
I think that's a mocha.
Yeah. But like, that sounds way better to me.
Different. Because a mocha is like half coffee, half hot chocolate. At Starbucks, I don't know. It has espresso.
They
in
do.
It,
well, because at Starbucks, they actually make a mocha.
Yeah, which I don't know what a mocha is. So
yeah,
like,
well, I think it's just like, I think it's like milk and espresso and chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it has espresso. Mm-hmm. And at Tim Hortons, they just do like half coffee, half
hot
chocolate, and they give it to you. So you can do that with the peppermint hot chocolate. But I have to do some espresso.
No, I like that. That's an even better idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hot tip. We just want you to stay warm in the wintertime. Did I decorate my Christmas tree while I drank hot chocolate from a mug that says I love you a latke? Yeah, I did. But that's who I am. Just festive for everyone, okay? We love it.
Festive. We're festive. I did my Christmas decorations. We were tidying out the closet and I stopped halfway through and just started putting up Christmas decorations. Because I found
I like
them.
Where your priorities are.
I
pulled
the Christmas decorations and just started decorating. And Joel was like,
you're like, this is an important activity now.
I thought you were tidying up. I was like, I am. This is part of it.
You're like, yeah, I'm tidying up your attitude because now it's Christmas.
This is part of my process. Let me do it.
You just need to trust the process. It's time to trust the process. Some of it is Christmas related, and that's how it goes. Yeah. Oh, man. We love to decorate. It's the best.
I also have the All Too Well candle on my desk.
Delicious.
And I have come to the conclusion that although it says it smells like nostalgia, plaid scarves, and maple lattes, it actually, it smells like a McGriddle.
I get that. I get exactly what you're meaning.
Like a McGriddle. Yeah. Yeah. So it smells great.
Because it is giving that, like, here's a little bit of meat smell with the maple-y pancake smell.
I think in trying to smell like nostalgia and plaid scarves, it just kind of tastes like bacon. It tastes, kind of smells like bacon and eggs.
Took a bite of her candle, pass it on.
I ate the candle. I took a big
chunk. Said, I know, I took a bite of a McGriddle and I took a bite of the candle and now I they for sure know they're the same. Honestly, good. I must give an update on my Midnight's candle. I burnt it for a while, and it smells amazing.
What does it smell like?
It smells like...
Does it smell like a Big Mac?
No, it should, though. That would make a lot more
That's
sense.
That's what I get at midnight. No, I don't. I get a McChicken.
I feel like the Big Mac would be the 3 a.m. candle. The 3 a.m. candle.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I think the Midnight smells more like... What does it smell like at McDonald's? It smells more to me like the feeling you get waiting for a train in Union Station when you're outside of the McCafe. That's what I get from it. I know it's convoluted. It's a concept, not necessarily a food item, but yeah, it's giving. I ordered a bagel and a bagel with cream cheese. And a $1 iced coffee, and it's 11:45 p.m. and I'm waiting for the train.
I got that midnight iced coffee.
Yeah, it's what it's giving. I gotta stay awake till my stop. My stop's one of the last ones. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, just it was a dollar. What am I supposed to do? I'm just a weak girl.
Mm-hmm. If an iced coffee is a dollar, you have to get one.
That's the law. Mm-hmm. I think I don't want them to arrest me.
I know. Even if I know it's going to make me feel like shit, I gotta drink it.
I gotta do it. It's a dollar. It's dime.
Even if I know they're going to make it with so much like sweetener that I don't want to drink it.
Mm-hmm. That's why I order it. That's why I go to the kiosk and I order it with less of everything.
Yeah.
And it still is bad. Even if you still do bad, but
I've done that before. And like I'll get one for myself and someone else. And then I'll like try both. And I'll be like, this is the same amount of sugar in it. Like this one is supposed to be like whole and this one is half. They taste the same.
Yeah. It's the same thing. The they same don't. Thing. They don't.
Yeah.
The only times when I do notice is if I say I order it with nothing. And then I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then there's a big color difference and you can tell that they didn't put anything in it.
Gotta get it with milk instead of cream.
That would be good. That would be good. I sometimes get it black because I'm also that
gross.
Bitch.
I can't drink black coffee. It makes me
I like it. Tastes like I'm taking a bite of the ground.
I like coffee and it's just a little bit and it's in a hot chocolate and with peppermint.
Honestly, that's the most convenient way. I'm circled back to your recommendation. So let's say it one more time.
I'm a grown
That's how you gotta drink coffee for the season.
Is gross. You gotta drink a hot chocolate with espresso in it. And then you'll have a
coffee
little bit
is
of a,
usually gross.
You get a sugar rush and a coffee rush, and then you'll be golden.
You'll be good to go. Or you'll be happy and you'll be pleased.
Get a chai latte.
Yum. Well, I don't have a good segue for this. I just think it's time to tell the people what we're doing today.
Speaking of drinks.
Nope, there's not, that's nothing to do with drinks.
Damn it, Carly, you didn't put any drinks in here. Speaking of the holiday season.
Yeah, you know what? The story, okay, I can tie it to the holidays. Here we go. We watch, I'm mama and I'm going grasping.
Okay,
I'm under your straws.
You grasp it.
Okay, so holiday season. We all have to buy gifts for people.
Yes.
You know? Black Friday just happened.
It's terrifying.
It's one of those. It's terrifying. Also, I saw some TikToks which made me really laugh about Black Friday this year, which were like people coming in Friday for the same deals that have been going all week.
Yeah,
Pima pants. I was just like, these. That's so funny, because people really are like, it's different. It's the same.
Well, so I went on Monday, and all the deals were the same.
All the deals are the same because it's all get this, just deals now.
Also, you know what? All the deals, they're online too.
They're also online. You don't think I've been shopping for a week and a half online?
I saw one that was like, oh, I've waited since last year to buy this thing, and now it's on sale for the same prices it was last year. Like,
as it was last year.
As it was not on sale last year. Like, yep.
Yep. This is another side tangent real quick. I don't understand the waiting for things because I'm not a waiter. I'm not a server. I'm not in the industry. Yeah, that's a side tangent.
You're not a waiter. We know.
I'm not a waiter. I know. I drop things. No, I just, if I want something, I'm just going to get it.
Yeah.
And that's why my mom thinks I'm a hard person to buy for. And she's honestly right.
Yeah.
Because if there's something I really, really want, I'll just get it. So much so that last year my sister got me a Taylor Swift red on vinyl.
Uh-huh.
But I had already bought it for myself. Yeah. And so she had to keep it for herself. Yeah. You know?
Or it's just like, if there's things that I want, I want to pick it out.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true. Picky.
It's like, well, I want this and this, but like, I want to pick it. I don't want.
I
want to
make sure
it.
I get the right one. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's why I sent my mom like three things this year. I sent specifically. I was like, this one exactly. Yeah. I was like, buy it from this link.
Yeah.
Or like, I was like, this one at this store for this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, okay.
Not somewhere else.
Yeah, I was like, no, specifically this one. Narrow it down. Mm-hmm. But anyways, that's me being ungrateful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
that's who I am, I guess. Other ungrateful people like me also shop for their families. And some of the places that I know I frequent are the big box stores for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when I'm not shopping small and stuff, which is usually what I prefer to do. But that's besides the point because I'm trying to time my story.
Oh, my God.
The big box stores.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the king of the big box stores? Walmart, baby.
Ronald McDonald. Oh.
I mean, you can find him in some Walmarts. You used to be able to, at least. And you still can. So get this. We're heading down south, baby, to the Walmart of the South.
Are we going to a haunted Walmart?
I don't know. Are we? This is the story of the Seawall Walmart.
What?
Get ready.
Okay.
In Galveston, Texas, okay. U.S. of A., there's a store ready to roll back prices at all times. Walmart! But this specific store, the Seawall Walmart, say that 10 times fast.
Seawall Walmart.
The Walmart. Has an interesting and even spookier story to tell on top of its already scary story of corporate greed and capitalism and consumerism. The Seawall Walmart is named for the Galveston Seawall, a wall that was built to protect the city from hurricanes after one devastated the city in the year 1900.
Oh, no.
Funny it holds that name, the Walmart, because without the events and destruction of that storm, the Walmart land would not have been vacant.
Mm-hmm.
Long before it was home to aisles and aisles of too many kinds of toilet paper, it was home to the St. Mary's Orphans Asylum.
Oh, my God. Spooky.
Buckle up.
An orphanage?
St. Wow. Mary's. Specifically a Catholic one.
We need to do more orphanages on this.
Get ready. I'm going to give you one right now.
Orphanages are spooky. Kids are so scary.
Kids are so scary. And I'm about to tell you, honestly, harrowing tale.
Oh, my God.
So get ready.
I'm so ready.
In the 1860s, the St. Mary's Orphan... Okay. In the 1860s, the Sisters of Charity... That's nuns, you know, some nuns.
The nuns.
The Sisters of Charity were called to Galveston by the city's bishop to care for the sick and infirm. And in 1867, the first Catholic hospital in the state, St. Mary's Infirmary, was established. Mm-hmm. Within that hospital, they also opened an orphanage. But they later moved it further out of the city, exactly 3 miles away to a beachfront property where they expanded the orphanage.
Oh, fancy beachfront orphanage.
Beachfront orphanage. Yeah, someone was like, you could build your orphanage on my land. And they were like, we will. And so they did.
These orphans
it's
get
right
a
on the
beach.
Yeah, they get beach views. They love it. They said, you know what we love? The beach.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have our parents, but at least we can have the sea.
Can have the beach.
Some of that. Away from the town, the orphanage was considered ideal since the threat of illness from things like yellow fever was far away. Because that was something that was pretty rampant.
Yeah.
And basically why the sisters were called to, you know, establish themselves in the city in the first place. Girls and boys' dormitories were built, but a fire apparently in 1875 forced another rebuild. I only saw one source that said that. So I don't really know if maybe the fire forced the relocation or what, but I know eventually the boys' dorms were built, the orphanage was built, and then the girls' dorms were built second.
Mm-hmm.
So that by 1900, the St. Mary's Orphan Asylum was fostering 93 children, And get this, Cecilia. When you think children, I don't specifically think this age group, mm-hmm. but it makes the story even worse. Specifically, between the ages of 2 to 13.
That's like little children.
It's like they're all little.
What happens when they're 13? Where do they go?
The workhouse.
Oh, I don't know. This is 1900.
It's 1900. They get a job.
It's your 14th birthday. You gotta go work in the fucking shirtwaist mm-hmm. factory.
Yeah, probably. Honestly. They're like, catch a ship to New York, baby.
Yeah.
Go sign yourself right up.
I don't know. You gotta work in the mines or something.
Honestly. Yeah, out in Texas, probably. It's 1900s. Why not? Gold rush. And Cecilia, not all these children were from Texas. Because many had arrived by something called orphan trains.
Oh, the Orphan Express.
Yep. It's the other Polar Express.
Are the kids on the Polar Express orphans?
I think some of them probably would be.
I don't know. I gotta rewatch. That movie's
aren't they
fucked,
sad?
But I gotta rewatch
there's
it.
One kid. It's Uncanny Valley Central.
Oh, yeah.
But there's one kid that's sad. Is it because he doesn't have parents, or is it just because he's a sad boy?
He doesn't believe in Christmas or something.
Oh, maybe. Santa?
I can't remember.
He's like, Santa isn't real.
I don't remember. They have a bell, and if you believe in Santa, you have the bell rings. But then when you're grown up, you can't hear the bell.
Guess what? I have the bell. It came with the box set, and I can hear the bell, so.
Either my class or like one of my siblings' classes went to see the Polar Express in theaters, mm-hmm. and they gave them the bells. So we have them somewhere,
that's
too.
That's cute. Yeah. That's cute. Yeah, I got mine with... came into like a book set with a book and I think maybe a tape of the book.
Wow.
And then a bell.
That movie's weird.
And I can still to this day hear the bell.
Because you believe in Santa. Because
I believe in Santa, okay? Mm-hmm. I believe in things that are real and I believe in Santa.
Yeah.
Just like Dolly Parton says, I believe in Santa Claus.
Yeah.
I believe in Santa Claus, okay? Much like Dolly Parton does. So not all these kids are from Texas. Some of them come on the other Polar Express, the orphan trains.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a program of the time that transported orphan urban children to the American Midwest.
Oh.
Which, hearing about this now, I want to do a bunch more research into the orphan trains.
Yeah.
We love the rail, Cecilia. We should know more about the orphan
trains. Is Galveston really the... Did you say the Northwest?
It's the American Northwest. In American Midwest.
Is Galveston the Midwest?
No. I'm wondering if it's maybe not to, but rather from the Midwest.
Okay. That would
make... the Midwest is like Chicago and stuff. But
yeah.
I double read that too on my sources too.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh. Because also maybe it was just like somebody might have along the lines copied something from something else, you know, and been like, they took urban children and brought them to the Midwest, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's
but, like, I guess
unless
it sounds like they were bringing them all across America.
Unless there were all sorts of... There were so many orphan trains, they were just, like, shipping them all over the place.
That's what I want to know. I think that might be the story.
So maybe some of them were in the Midwest and some of them were in Galveston. Because Galveston, Texas is not the Midwest.
Yeah. No, Texas is definitely not in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. It's the Southwest, even, some would say.
Yeah.
Just about.
The South.
The South. It's Texas. Mm-hmm. But also, I'm wondering, about this network of orphan trains and whose idea, you know, there's so many questions.
Yeah, what
about
the orphan trains?
I didn't have time to jump into it because the story is already so big.
Okay, one day we'll learn about the orphan trains.
Yeah, if we need to look into orphan trains more, we will. I think we do. So, this is the world we're living in. We're living in the world of orphan trains and orphanage and... yellow fever and all kinds of weird stuff.
Bad vibes.
But everything was to change forever on September 8th of 1900.
Oh, no.
With the arrival of the Great Galveston Hurricane.
Oh, no. Did all the orphans get swept away?
Which was to be the deadliest natural disaster in U.S. history.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yep. Between 6,000 and 12,000 people died that day.
Jesus.
Most people say around 8,000, but the numbers are between 6 and 12.
Yeah.
And it left a third of the city's 38,000 inhabitants homeless.
Jeez. So it just hit Galveston or like the area around it?
It hit the whole area, but Galveston, because it was a port city, which is why it was built up so much by this time,
it got like
was hit particularly
destroyed.
Hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They sweep away all the orphans.
I'm getting to that.
Oh my god.
We're laughing because it's so upsetting.
Oh no.
The St. Mary's orphans and the sisters in charge, much like the other thousands of people in the city of Galveston, were equally unlucky. Early in the morning, strong winds came in from the north, and the Gulf waters rose, sending large crashing waves upon the beach. Okay, mm-hmm. Nothing they can't really deal with, you know, like wind, rising waters, fine.
They'll just
But
pray.
With every hour, they rose intensely. According to one of the boys at the orphanage, the rising tides began eroding the sand dunes, which were, you know, nearby. Mm-hmm. And I quote, as though they were made of flour.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Not long after that, the rising waters reached the dorms, mm-hmm. which is where they were holed up. The sisters brought all the children to the girls' dormitories because it was the newer of the two, like I mentioned earlier. And it was thought to be the strongest structure. Mm-hmm. In its first floor chapel, so remember how you said they were praying? Mm-hmm. Well, they tried calming the children by having them sing a French hymn called Queen of the Waves.
Oh, no.
I know. Realizing the waters were continuing to rise, the sisters took the children to the second floor and had one of the building's workers, Henry Esquire, collect as much clothesline rope as he could. All the while, the children kept singing.
Oh no, that's so scary.
It's terrifying. By 6 p.m., the wind was at 100 miles per hour. By 7:30 p.m., the main tidal surge struck the south shore. Houses were lifted from foundations, flying into other houses, toppling into and onto one another. The floodwaters filled the first floor of the building, and from the second story, which also had a balcony, some sisters were able to pull townsfolk who floated by into the already crowded facility.
Oh my god.
That's how bad mm-hmm. how bad the storm is. Mm-hmm. And by this point, every window in the building had been broken, and the wind and rain whipped through the ripped through the whole entire mm-hmm. floor. Then
it's 1900, so it's not like they have like emergency yeah. alerts and like cars. No. It's not like they're being like, hey everybody, there's a storm coming, get out. So they're all just like in their houses, just like, I don't know.
Yep.
They can put up like some sort of like.
Yeah, it's 1900. It's before radio. It's before
they can't
like
do shit.
Yeah, like a phone or the internet yeah. or like it's truly like the means of technology for alerting people is abysmal. Like they had an idea this storm was coming. Mm-hmm. They had an idea as early as like August the storm mm-hmm. was coming. But it with a hurricane, especially of this magnitude, like there also isn't much you can do, you know, except
leave.
Evacuate. Yeah. Yeah. But I guess they didn't know exactly when it would arrive because mm-hmm. it was early September, right? And that's right in the middle of hurricane season. Mm-hmm. August, September is hurricane season. So I think the earliest they knew it was coming was like August 26th. They had an idea that there was a hurricane coming. But yeah, like and for a lot of these folks, too, like where do they have to go?
Well, even,
like especially like this is an orphanage,
even
you know,
now you like alert people about a hurricane and not everybody can get out or wants to get out.
100%.
So
or choose to get out.
Yeah.
They're like, it would be better if we stayed here.
Especially, it's an orphanage. Where the fuck are they going to go?
Yeah.
They got to go back on that Orphan Express.
Yeah, that's right. 100 orphans choo-choo mm-hmm. away from the city. Like, yeah. it's just not going to happen yeah. feasibly. Even with good planning, mm-hmm. the chances of that happening is probably pretty slim. Mm-hmm. Of them getting out and getting out, you know, healthily. Mm-hmm. So by this point, every window in the floor, throughout the whole floor, and basically the whole building had been broken. And the wind and rain whooped through. Then they heard a crash as they saw the boys' dormitory collapse.
Ooh, good thing they weren't
and
in there.
And carried away. Right?
Jeez.
At least they could see that go. And this is when, this is the part that kind of gets me and like, this is when the sisters took the collected clothesline they had collected, mm-mm. and cut it into sections. so that they could tie the children together and then tie the children to their own waists.
Oh, my God.
Which was about one nun to 6 to 8 children each.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, I guess they were like, if we tie them together, they won't get swept out.
Mm-hmm.
If we tie them to us, they'll be anchored, tethered. I don't know.
That's still like, even if it's kids that are like little, like 6 to 8 children attached to like one lady who mm-hmm. probably is not that big. Like, the kids are just mm-hmm. going to fucking, like, pull them away.
Yeah. And also weigh them down.
Yeah.
If one person is pulled down, mm-hmm. think about this. They're attached. Mm-hmm. The rest are pulled down.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, this is the biggest misstep they took.
Yeah.
I'm sure they thought it was, like, the one...
I see.
It was the one cautious step they could take, yeah. but I was, like... It's the opposite of what I would do.
I see, like, the thinking of, like, you don't want to lose anybody, but also, like, yeah, it's too many people attached to each other. You're going to have weigh everybody down, like, mm-hmm. you know, just one person.
One person away. Can't swim. They start to mm-hmm. go down. Everyone else goes down with them.
Mm-hmm.
One person has a tree fall and they're pinned under, their rope is pinned beneath it. Then so are you. Yeah, it's more of a you can't get out of. It's really them tying their fates to one another.
Yeah,
it's like if something happens to any of us, mm-hmm. it will happen to all of us.
Yeah.
Which if you're not attached to 7 or 8 other people,
mm-hmm.
then you're kind of just out here doing you,
mm-hmm.
you know, which in my mind would lead to. We'll see. But it leads the people who survive are not the people who are tied to other people.
Ugh.
Let's just.
Yikes.
I know. Let's put it that way. And also, some of the older children climbed to the roof,
mm-hmm.
which is what I would do.
Yeah. But, like, what if it's the whole place collapses, like the other dorm?
Well, then you... Well, because you don't want to be inside. If you're on top, at least you, like, have a chance of floating away.
I guess. It still, like, falls, like, so far down.
Yeah. Well, because they say, like, if you can escape, you find higher ground, yeah. right? So, as long as you're climbing as high as you can and continuing to get higher...
Just hoping for the best.
There's a chance that you have a way better chance
mm-hmm.
than someone who's tying themselves to 6 other people, 7, 8 other people. You know, it's devastating. And to think if the older children are the ones who are climbing to the roof, mm-hmm. then it's the younger kids who are being tied to the nuts.
Yeah. Well, of course.
I know. But it like it. Oh, when I read that, I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Like it still gives me that like
uh-huh.
sad gut feeling, you know. So this all happens. They climb to the some climb to the roof. Some are they're tied on.
Mm-hmm.
They get ready because they know it's about to go down.
Yeah.
Like the other dorm, this girls' dorm, which had been their sanctuary, was lifted from its foundation by the floodwaters, and the bottom fell out, and the roof caved in on those still inside.
Yikes.
So that day, 90 children and 10 nuns lost their lives.
Oh, my God.
And an official list of all of the dead, just in Galveston in general, mm-hmm. Was never made.
Mm-hmm.
It was simply too much.
Yikes.
And like I said, there were a few survivors. There were exactly 3 orphan boys that I know of who survived. William Murney, Frank Madera, and Albert Campbell.
Only three.
And they all survived by floating on a tree in the water together, on which apparently they were floating for more than a day.
Of course, yeah.
Of course. So it was, like, so devastating. There's also the story of one of these boys, I believe, witnessing a nun holding on to 2 young children, mm-hmm. telling them, like Rose and Titanic style, mm-hmm. I'll never let go, which is so sad. And apparently... After the storm, you know, the surge was over and the storm subsided, 2 sisters were found close to the mainland, one of whom was holding on to 2 young children.
Oh, no.
So she didn't let go, Jack, which is, like, so sad. She held on. It's so sad.
Mm-hmm.
And still today, over 100 years later, every September 8th, all across the world, because the Sisters of Charity is a humongous organization.
Yeah.
They have sisters stationed all over the world.
Mm.
The Sisters of Charity will stop and sing Queen of the Waves.
Aww.
In remembrance of, like, all these children and these nuns.
Mm-hmm.
who were lost that day. And I'm sure also for the rest of, you know, Galveston. Well, yeah. But, like,
those yeah, are the ones that they're, like, connected to.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. the, where they have their inn. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the hymn, Cecilia, though, mm-hmm. isn't the only holdover from the tragedy. Because, like I said, the Seawall Walmart,
haunted Walmart.
Is apparently haunted.
Jesus.
Which is, it was built on the site of the former orphanage mm-hmm. asylum. Which, apparently across the street from the Walmart, there's a plaque for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's, yeah, mm-hmm. it's a thing.
So we should have, like, a statue of a nun holding children. It'd be just so one sad. Nun
tied to 6 or 8 yeah. children, and another standing beside her holding 2 Ooh. Small children. And them looking, like, heroically and wistfully into the wind.
Yeah.
That would be really sad. It'd
be really sad.
I know. I know. This story is so... Like, before I get to the Seawall Walmart
mm-hmm.
bits, the haunted bits,
mm-hmm.
the story is so wild to me
mm-hmm.
because I am of 2 minds. I'm like, A, who are these children and where are they from? And why were they taken from their communities and brought here?
Yeah. Were you thinking, you know, like, were they actually orphans?
Right? It's like... Not to be this girl, but it's giving a lot of situations that we know well
mm-hmm.
where children were taken from their communities, like, unlawfully
yeah.
and against everyone's mm-hmm. will. Truly stolen children,
mm-hmm.
which I'm hoping is not the case, though. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We have to look into the orphan trains now and find out.
I don't know. We do. We have to do our research, figure it out.
I know. My other thought is, what if it is just a bunch of orphaned white kids that they picked up from along the way, and then they tragically all die also, yeah. you know?
Well, it, like, yeah, because it could be either way. Like, I'm sure there were a lot of orphans because there was, like, disease and, like...
Oh, for sure!
...cities in, mm-hmm. like, the late 1800s in America. Not that cute.
Oh, yeah. No, not a choice place to be.
Not great for, like,
human poop everywhere.
People.
Yeah. No, it's not good.
So I'm sure there were a lot of orphans that they wanted to load into trains and take away.
But 100%.
Also, were they all orphans, or were they just, like, scooping up random children?
Right. And also, like, even if you're an orphan, I'm sure you don't. I'm not sure, but I have a good feeling you don't want to be removed from your community and the only people mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds awful. Like, I'm just picturing, like, little Irish children
yeah.
in the streets of Manhattan yeah. walking the Lower East Side,
mm-hmm.
getting scooped up mm-hmm. and being like, you're going to Texas, you know? Like, and I don't know if that's the reality because we have to look into it more, mm-hmm. but, like, you know, I yeah. just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's so wild on so many levels.
Yeah.
And then also, yeah, there's these weird hero nuns.
Yeah.
Which are, like, doing their best to make sure these kids are okay, and then they're not, mm-hmm. you know? It's all wild. It's all wild.
Mm-hmm.
And the other part that's especially just as wild is that the Seawall Walmart still holds memories of these things. Because, yeah.
So, tiny little research, just looking at Wikipedia. The co-founders of the orphan train movement claimed that these children were orphaned, abandoned, abused, or homeless, but this was not always true. They were mostly the children of new immigrants and the children of the poor and destitute families living in these cities.
Didn't we just say that?
Yeah.
So. That's so upsetting. I'm so upset.
Yeah.
I knew it. See, I love that we're so smart. We fucking knew it.
Many children were used as slave farm labor.
Who's surprised here?
Cool.
Who is surprised here?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We really got to look into these orphan mm-hmm. trains. That's just preliminary. That's absolutely upsetting. So, I mean, I really don't want to be right, but, like.
Also, you know? It's depressing because the relocation of children ended in 1930 due to decreased need for farm labor in the Midwest. So.
I was also going to say, Cecilia, this definitely stopped by the period of, like, the 1930s mm-hmm. because Annie is an orphan and she lives in New York.
Yeah, and she stays in New York.
I was literally going to say, they're just letting orphans roam the city, so I bet it stopped around the 30s. Oh, no. Orphan trains. Wow. See, we love learning, and we always learn about things that people don't learn about in school.
I had no idea about orphan trains.
Right? I knew all about parallelograms, but I had no clue about orphan trains. One of these things is something I want to know about, and one of these things is a parallelogram, okay? Yeah. Wow.
Now we know.
Now we know that, like, there's so much going into this, which, again, we're not surprised about.
Yeah.
But we're like, wow, confirmed, you know?
So, I mean, at least these kids ended up in, like, an orphanage, a seaside orphanage instead of, like, farm labor.
Right, like, at least while they could enjoy it, they enjoyed a seaside time.
Until they got swept away by the sea.
Dang. Yeah, to my understanding, it wasn't, like, a farming community. Yeah. But, I mean, who knows? Yeah. I don't know. As far as I know, it was just a regular time by the sea. And so the seawall Walmart, now it's not terribly by the sea, right? Because they built the seawall, and that, like, eroded a bunch of the beach, and it's, like, you know, not the same as how it used to be, right? And it's been that way for, like, a very, very long time.
So it's been, like, built out or whatever?
Yeah, and, like, it's not, doesn't work well, I think, because it's old as hell now. It's, like, old technology. My understanding is they are trying to build, like, I think, like, inlets. There's a solution that they've kind of come up with in the early 2000s, but I don't know if anything's come of it. But it's a problem still. It's a problem. It's helped in past hurricanes since, you know, the big tragedy. But it kind of has changed the topography, which makes a lot of sense, you know. So the Seawall Walmart standing there doing its thing, being a Walmart, you know,
doing its thing,
probably gross bathrooms. And apparently, though, for years, the employees have reported things like misplaced toys and even this missing pallets of toy inventory. And, like, entire pallets of toys kits. Yeah.
I mean, I worked at Lowe's and we would, like, lose pallets of shit all the time. So.
Yeah. But would it specifically be children's toys? It's and not would it be of. Often?
No, it was always, like, like, salt for, like, salting roads. Because it would be, like, put away at the end of the season. And then they would put a sale in the flyer and people would show up and be like, it's on
Where's
sale.
The salt?
And I'd be like, I don't know where it
is. You'd be like, couldn't tell you.
Could not tell
They're
you.
Like, I looked online. It says you have 6 bags.
It says you have 800 bags. And I'll be like, no.
You'd be like, I have exactly one. It's right here.
I have nothing for you. I know it says they're $3.99 on the website, but.
You're like, go get a rain check. That's so classic.
But always children toys.
But yeah, but always children's toys. And what else is classic is that they would hear things like children's laughter.
Ew. That's gross. I hate it.
I know. It's the worst. And also, sadly, they'd also hear the crying for parents.
Would they hear the song?
I haven't heard that they reported hearing the song. That's which, like, I would think would be a thing.
As soon as you, like, said the thing about the song, I was like, oh my God.
Children singing. Yeah. The worst of all of these options, the trifecta of children laughing, children crying, children singing. Children singing is the scariest for me. Yeah. And then followed by children laughter, children crying. Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. No, because the thing they hear the most is they hear the crying. And once, apparently, an employee heard a children crying for their mother. And so thinking that they're, you know, just like a lost kid, which happens at Walmart. And everywhere. She searched the whole toy department and she'd call out for them and there'd be no answer. She even asked her coworkers for help. And as they searched, it always sounded like the child was just one aisle over from them. So she'd walk down an aisle and then she'd hear it and she'd be like, oh, she's over there. They're over there. She's on your side. And then they would look and they're like, she's on your side. And then it would be like a back and forth. And they never saw the child. Who they presume to be a little girl. But it hasn't been an irregular occurrence. So it's happened more than once.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that, my friends, is this story of the Seawall Walmart. And, you know, actually the story of the St. Mary's Orphanage Asylum.
So sad.
So sad. I got my sources today from 1900s storm.com, Wikipedia, ghostcitytours.com, HoustonPress.com and GalvestonGhost.com. But yeah, truly just the story of a tragedy with a few ghosts tacked on the end. Mm-hmm. But it was too good not to share.
Wow.
Too good not to share.
So
sad. And like also like it's like 1900s. Mm-hmm. Like how many of these kids can swim?
Yeah.
Like they might be living near the sea, you know, the seaside, mm-hmm. but like I don't know. Like how many of these nuns can swim?
Yeah.
How you know, like it's just a lot. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, it's the deadliest natural disaster in the U.S. And I had never heard about it. Yeah.
Never heard of it.
And I think it's like the top three deadliest in North America, too. Mm. Like, I don't think it's just. Here, let me check for sure.
Yeah. What are the big ones?
What are the other ones?
Such a depressing thing to look up.
I know. It really is. I was reading the Wikipedia pages. I was like, oh, I hate it. Let's see. It's the deadliest in U.S. third deadliest Atlantic hurricane. Oh, that's why. Third deadliest Atlantic hurricane. And it's only behind the Great Hurricane of 1780.
Okay.
And Hurricane Mitch, which was 1998. Mitch. And that was in Central America.
Okay.
And the Great Hurricane of 1780, mm-hmm. Was in the islands.
Okay. Yeah. Wild.
Totally wild.
Yeah, right? I definitely totally expected there to be singing that song.
I know, but maybe they have heard that, but they just don't know the song.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I've ever heard the song Queen of the Waves.
No, I have no idea what that is. Queen of the Waves. Yeah.
Right? Like, what does that sound like?
Is it a French song?
Yeah, I heard that it was a French hymn.
Yeah, interesting.
Hymn.
I've never heard it before.
Queen of the Waves. It's a French hymn sung by French fishermen seeking protection from storms.
Aww.
That's so sad.
That's so sad. They wanted protection from a storm.
Yeah, that's so upsetting. Yeah. Oh, here we go. Let's just hear a version. We probably won't be able to play it, but... Mm-hmm. Let's see if it will play. This is good. Oh!
Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Is there singing happening?
I think this one is just an instrumental.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
Yeah.
That's a taste of Queen of the Waves.
All right, Queen of the Waves. I'm looking it up too. Queen of the Waves. That's so sad. Oh, I know. The one that comes up for me is Barbie and a Mermaid Tale, Queen of the Waves.
That was the first one that came up for me too, but then I had to put him at the end.
Oh no.
Barbie.
No, Barbie.
Barbie. Oh, yeah, what if it's the actual song? What if she sings that song and she's just Barbie?
Mother of God, like Our Lady of the Wave.
Yeah. It's a big, there's a picture of Mary standing in the waves for some of them.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. She's like, I am the Queen of the Waves. Mm-hmm. Also, like, how'd she get that title? Not to be that girl, but.
Who, you know. Mary?
Yeah, how'd she get Queen of the Waves?
I don't know. She has.
She's queen of. She's queen of the angels. Queen of the May. How's she also Queen of the Waves?
She's queen of all sorts of things.
She's really. They just said, you know who she is? The queen of everything.
She's the queen of it all.
I guess.
The queen of it all.
There can only be one. There can only be one. Otherwise, you know, pagan. So.
There can only be one.
There can only be one.
Wild.
I know. So, yeah. That's Queen of the Waves. Mm-hmm. That's Galveston, baby.
Galveston, baby.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It's really wild. I originally found this because I was like, I wanted to find a haunted store. I think I looked up haunted Walmart, mm-hmm. and this is what came up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I dug deeper, and I was like, oh, no, this is actually a good story.
We learned so much.
Slash also upsetting.
We learned about the biggest natural disaster. We learned about orphan range. This is a very educational episode.
Thank you. I really did what I can. Yeah. I really thought I want to learn them something today. So I'm glad that we've all learned together.
Yeah.
Truly wild. Truly wild. Just like the most with the most, you know?
Yeah.
Is how I feel about it.
Wild.
Wild. Wild. Wild. Wild. Wild. Wild. Wild. Wild. You watch anything good recently?
What have I been watching?
Yeah, what have you been watching?
I started the second season of White Lotus.
Do you like it? Everyone keeps talking about it. I haven't watched it yet.
It's good so far. I'm like a couple episodes in.
I haven't even seen the first season.
Oh,
you should watch it. I haven't watched it at all. It's good. Everyone keeps talking about it.
It's a good show. I was watching the second season. I've only like a couple. Yeah, I said that. I'm a couple episodes in, so I don't.
Nice.
I don't know. It's a good show.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. I watched all of Wednesday.
Oh, how was it? I haven't watched it.
I thought it was very cute. Mm-hmm. I thought it was very spooky dooky. Yeah. I thought it for me, it filled the hole that Sabrina left.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In a similar way, but in a, like, honestly, a little bit of a less, like, teen soap way.
Okay, which that's is good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sabrina I just kind of got tired of, so.
Yeah, it kind of gives, like, first season Sabrina, where, like, you're not, it's less, like, Riverdale-y.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's more, because it's a Tim Burton thing. He full on just, like.
It's Tim Burton. I think it might. He's working. He said, you know what? This. It is giving that. There is one of the actors in it. I was like, who is this kid from? I was like, I know this freaking kid. I couldn't figure it out. Did you ever watch Pretty Hard Cases? Okay, he plays the son in that show, and I had to Google it, and I was like, oh!
Is he a Canadian actor?
Yeah! I was like, it's Elliot! I was like, I know this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cute. I thought it was nice. It has, like, Christina Ricci in it, and it has, like, you know, a few other folks, and it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It does get a little, like, Sabrina-y at the end, like, when they're tying things up. But, like, the aesthetic is gorge. The setting is fun. It's cute. It's a nice take on the Addams Family from, like, our people's favorite family member, you know?
Yeah.
Like, people our age, everyone's favorite family member is Wednesday Addams.
Yes. So. We love her.
We love her. And it's all about her with, like, a few of the fam sprinkled in, you know?
Yeah.
It's cool. I also watched this show. It's a Netflix show. The second half came out, I guess. Have you ever watched Inside Job?
No.
It's a new cartoon. It's like it follows these characters who work for the shadow government. And so basically, like, every single conspiracy theory that people think is pretty much true or made up or perpetuated by the shadow government.
Mm-hmm.
It's very funny. It's very cheeky.
That's funny.
Has a lot of our favorite comedy people do voices in it. Mm. Lizzie Kaplan's a voice in it. It's great. It's really cute. I would recommend.
Never heard of it.
Silly, goofy. I know. It's a Netflix original.
Yeah.
It came out recently.
Yeah.
And they just released the, like, second, I think they're calling it, like, the second part two. And I'm like, you mean the second season? Like,
part two.
Part two. Conspiracy. Yeah, part two.
Yeah.
That was a cute one. Mm-hmm. And then I started watching this other show called, Ancient Apocalypse.
Oh, my God. Why are you just watching a bunch of weird nonsense?
I don't know. Because I was in a nonsense mood. And basically, it's Ancient Apocalypse. It's, like, this one journalist who, like, people call, like, a pseudo-scientist. He's, like, a pseudo-archaeologist. Basically, because his big theory is that right before the end of the last Ice Age, the Ice Age basically wiped out, a more technologically advanced civilization than we know, or
the
that
ice
than
age
we,
did
you're on the ice age. Okay. It's interesting because he does keep going to places that, like, are kind of older than people than science will admit.
Mm-hmm.
Like different sites that are a little older than science has admitted.
Mm-hmm.
Only because there's no, like, it's hard to carbon date, and it's hard for actually quote unquote actually prove.
Mm-hmm.
But he's out here, basically, he's out here screaming Atlantis, which, like, sign me up. I want to watch more of this, man.
Of course. Everyone loves to scream Atlantis. I know.
And one of the people he has on his show to kind of corroborate himself is Joe Rogan, which I'm like.
Oh, no.
No.
It does sound like some thinking. Joe Rogan shit, though.
I know. He's had him on his podcast and stuff. And how would I know? Of I don't course. Listen to Joe Rogan.
But loves, like, pseudoscience.
He loves it. He signs up for it so hard. Mm-hmm. But he's had, like, there's been a couple of talking heads where Joe Rogan pops in and he's like, yeah. Yeah, it's I think real. What he's doing is right. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And I'm like, okay. Yeah, and I don't not agree that, like, there's a lot of things that, you know, archaeologists overlook because mm-hmm. it doesn't match their narrative. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
But that's everybody.
Yeah.
You know? And there's also things that I'm sure this guy is looking into more than other people because it matches his narrative. Like you know,
he
there is
also has a bias, so he's going to yes. search for his bias, which yes. is that there was an ancient apocalypse.
Yeah, and it's wild. And I watched maybe 3 episodes, and I was talking to my dad this morning. I was like, Dad, you know what show you should watch? And you should he's like, it. And he said, Carly, I'm on episode 3. And I said, Dad, we are cut from the same cloth. He's already on it. Cam's already mm-hmm. on it.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's so interesting. I was like, it is so interesting. Mm-hmm. Am I going to walk away being like, there was definitely no. But am I going to walk away with mm-hmm. being like, we need to, you know, keep looking for everything all the time? Yeah, but that's already what I believe. So, you know?
The nonsense that I've decided to watch this holiday season is I'm mm-hmm. going to just watch, like, Hallmark Christmas movies.
I love that for you. You should do that fantasy. My mom used to
watch them all the time, and I just, like, sit on the couch they're and so, just be like.
Mm-hmm. They're so good.
Yep.
So they're watched, all the same thing.
We've watched one. We watched Gingerbread Christmas or something. Something like that. Great. I don't know. She went to her small town. It was really funny because it's like set partly in Chicago and partly like in a small town, which right. like is within driving distance of Chicago. But she like goes back home to help her dad with his bakery. And at one point he's like, "You moved across the country," and it's like she moved and like an hour away. And it's within
driving distance.
Like they're going to Chicago like pretty consistently, and she just lives there. Like she didn't go that far.
Sir, excuse me, sir.
It's very funny. But it was starring from The Good Place, the lady that plays like the other Eleanor.
Oh my god. Yeah, she's in it.
She was the like main girl in it.
That's amazing. So, that's so good.
It was very silly.
Yeah. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't watched which I am intending to watch, Lindsay Lohan's new Christmas movie, which it looks exactly like a Hallmark movie, but it's for Netflix.
So it's these are all like just ones that are on Netflix or on Crave that I'm like, they're not even Hallmark ones. They're just like, there are so
they're
many.
They're just that of kind of, yeah.
And they're all like filmed. This one was filmed in Montreal, but they're all like filmed in like Montreal or Ottawa or Hamilton.
Yeah, they're all filmed in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes out west even.
Mm-hmm.
A few of them.
A lot of them, like my parents' neighborhood, there's a few like big old houses. So they'll just you'll be walking around the neighborhood in like July and they'll have one of the houses all like decked out for Christmas. And you're
it's
like,
so oh, classic.
I see what's happening there.
It's so classic.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
But those
love
movies,
it.
You just like shut your brain off. Like last night, I didn't want to watch anything that I'd have to think about. So we watched Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, that's nice. That's cute. That's cute.
Mm-hmm.
I love a movie where I don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Where I just like hang out. Something happens and I go, all right, that's done now.
Yeah.
You know, like, it doesn't make me feel too much. It doesn't make me think too much.
Sometimes movies sometimes you need too that. Much. I'm like, I just want something that I don't have to think about because I have too many things to think about. So it was even like, like, what are we going to watch? And we were thinking about watching like Total Recall or like something like that. And I was like, that's too much right now.
You're like, it's that's going that's doing a lot.
Even that is too much. I need to watch Wreck-It Ralph or a Hallmark Christmas movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just something that's like makes you have a giggle and is just cute. Like,
yeah,
there is such value in just being entertained in a lighthearted way.
And now we have to watch all of the Rankin and Bass Christmas specials for a secret special thing that's going to be coming out. So,
a secret special thing. You'll hear all about it.
You'll hear about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's going to be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Now that we've got you all Christmased out.
Yeah, we really went Christmas heavy this episode.
We really went Christmas today.
End of November. I guess this is coming out on the second, so it'll be December.
Yeah, it'll be December. It's it's season appropriate.
Yeah.
I don't know. We just have a lot of holiday feelings right now, and that's okay.
We're just thinking about
it. You're welcome.
We're thinking about Christmas.
And we all know that after Halloween, Christmas is the spookiest holiday. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Christmas is creepy as fuck. Mm-hmm. We've talked about it at length for years.
Spooky.
Yeah. And if you want to know why we think Christmas is creepy, listen to any of our Christmas specials.
Listen to our Christmas specials. We'll have a Christmas special coming out this year.
Of our Yule specials. You'll know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'll know.
You'll know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll be back next week, maybe with a special guest. Right.
Oh, baby, I'll spoil it. Maybe. Perhaps? You'll have to wait and see, I guess.
Oh, we'll see.
Okay, well, we love you.
Love you. Have a...
Oh, okay, Carly. Love you. We'll see you soon. Yeah, Cecilia.
Carly.
Oh, yeah.
I have a question
for you. You seem very worried, yes.
Have you seen any ghosts lately?
Oh, my goodness. I actually really haven't seen a single ghost, not even one.
No.
Sorry to let you
know. Not even the, ghost of Christmas past.
Not even. You'd think. I've been asking. I've been saying, I'm going to bed at night and I'm going, ghost of Christmas past, if you're here in my room, please show yourself. And I open my eyes and then, no. I do it every night. It's my Christmas ritual.
It's not even December yet, so it'll happen.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe I'm a little early. I'll keep trying. Yeah. I'll keep you posted. Cecilia, I have a question for you, though.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
I just have been wondering, have you seen any ghosts lately?
No.
Plenty
really? Of. Christmas spirit.
Okay. All right. Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, 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 ha. And I went to the mall on Black Friday. No, I didn't. Wow. Did I?
I went on
the Thursday because I had to go to No Frills and it's in the mall.
What the heck?
That was scary.
That sounds really scary. Really
I saw Santa. He was there.
That's nice. I love Santa.
The Dufferin Mall Santa has a real beard.
Whoa. He's really going all out.
He's the real Santa. The real Santa goes to Dufferin Mall.
If anyone of our listeners wants to bring their kids to the real Santa.
The real Santa, he's at Dufferin Mall. It's the secret they don't want you to know.
That's right. He can't be at one of the big ones. Otherwise, there'd be a mad rush.
The North Pole doesn't want you to know that Santa's actually at Dufferin Mall.
The Dufferin Mall. Yeah, he can't be, at the Eaton Center. He can't be at Yorkdale. No. He has to be at the Dufferin Mall.
He can't be in, New York City. He has to be in,
He can't be the Macy's Santa. No.
He has to be in Toronto.
In the Dufferin Mall specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we love you. And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Okay, then, bye. Queen of the Waves. Here, it's here. We'll never know. Why isn't it playing?
I don't know.